Loch Ness is a large, deep, freshwater loch in the Scottish Highlands that is 0.141 miles deep and is the home to one of the most infamous sightings of a creature known as the Loch Ness Monster, but many locals affectionately refer to it as Nessie. The Loch Ness Monster was first seen in the 6th century by a fisherman who claims he saw the beast bring its long neck and head out of the water near his boat. The fisherman claims he had never seen anything like it and said he cast the beast out of the loch and the beast dove underwater. Soon after the fisherman spoke of what he saw, people have stated they too have begun to have their own sightings and the monster has definitely not left. People claim to see humps sticking out of the water that look like the back of a creature or a bird-like head and neck sticking out of the water that doesn't quite look like a bird, but something they couldn't fully explain. For hundreds of years, people claim the Loch Ness Monster is real. But could one creature exist in the loch this long and hide for this many years? Or is this just a figment of people's imagination? You decide. Join us as Redbeard examines the Loch Ness Monster. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Redbeard Podcast. I got my boy Cooley here with me.
Yo,
man. So, guys, today we're going to talk about the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie. I have to say Nessie, man. Nessie.
Dude, that's how the locals refer to it. I will say this, though.
It's a crunchy motherfucker.
What the hell does that even mean? Yo.
Nessie Crunch.
Oh, my God, dude. I think that... I think my fascination with the Loch Ness Monster first happened when I was a kid and I was watching Unsolved Mysteries and they had all these like weird, you know, like creature sightings, and Bigfoot was one of them. But then they had this like really convincing recreation of like what the Loch Ness Monster looked like. And like that blew my mind when I saw it because I was like 10 and I'm like, what is this? And like, does that really exist? And, to this day, I can replay that over and over and over in my head, and it just is something that I never forgot. So growing up, after seeing that, I became kind of obsessed with the Loch Ness Monster and tried to find like everything I could possibly find about it, and learn as much as I could about it. So it's always been one of these weird creatures, very elusive like Bigfoot, that relies on a lot of people's retelling of what they saw, but no actual evidence except for like a couple pictures here and there, which we'll get into. So what do you know about the Loch Ness Monster? Is it something that, because I remember when I had mentioned to you, I think the Loch Ness Monster would be cool to talk about because it's supernatural. You were just like, dude, really, Loch Ness Monster? And I was like, this is the best because it just goes back to the classic Cooley Tony stance,
yeah,
where like I tend to have my theories about why things could be real and you just like are right away like, nah, bro,
yeah, it's not real. This is one of those, man. This is definitely one of those. Like I'm sitting here with this big smile on my face since you started talking about this shit. Like really? Really? We're gonna talk about Nessie?
I'm just saying, though, it's kind of cool, though. Think about it. It's
fucking kinda... dinosaur that lives in a fucking lake. What?
Yo, but check this out.
It's a lake.
Yo.
You know what a loch is, right?
No. So check this out.
It's a lake.
But wait, hold up. So
does it empty into the ocean? Like, what's
it
the...
It does. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I...
So it keeps making its way back to the fucking lake.
Yo, so check it out. So the Loch Ness or loch is 0.141 miles deep, which means that it's not even close to being a mile, but it's still, you know, very deep. But if you compare that to one of the deepest oceans we know about, the Mariana Trench, that's 7 miles straight down, right? That's ridiculous. So this isn't even close to being that. So the chances of you not being able to find something in the loch is it's less that would actually happen. It's less probable that would happen because there 7 miles can go on forever, and that's harder to search. Recently,
this is a delightful lake.
Recently.
And the lilt of the man's voice makes me want to keep coming back.
All right. So recently they actually found out there was. So this is pretty cool. So back in 2013, there was a 2.4 magnitude earthquake in the Loch. Mm. Right. And that actually is when people hadn't seen any, hadn't had any sightings or anything from Nessie in a full year. And that's the longest time that it has gone without any sighting since 1925. Everything is 1925. I think there was like a year or two, but ever since then, there's been like consistent like sightings here and there. Somebody will say they saw it. But they found out that after that earthquake happened, the Loch goes even deeper now. It actually goes from 754 feet to 889, which isn't that much deeper, but it does go deeper. They also found out that this, and this isn't a new finding, this is something that you can find just by looking at a map of Loch Ness, that it does actually, I think it's about 5 miles out, it does get very, very, very thin, but there still is enough room for things to swim out, which like I said, this it goes for maybe about like a half a mile, then it empties out into the ocean. So divers have actually gone down and found out that like there is a big enough crevice where something that if it was big, like the Loch Ness Monster claims to be, there's plenty of space to actually swim through and go out and back into the ocean. So when people say Loch Ness is a lake, that's the first thing that I had to research right away. Like, okay, does this empty into the ocean? Because if it doesn't, then this whole thing's bullshit.
Right.
So
hey, let me just say something real quick.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, this is like my definitive reason why this is bullshit. Really, it doesn't even have anything to do with like the Loch Ness Monster at all. But it circles back to that. So we'll start with this. There are animals that are fucking amazing at hiding.
Yeah.
That's what they fucking do. They hide. Gophers fucking hide. That's what they do.
Right.
They hide underground, bury the fucking heads, right? They get burrow into that shit. Fucking, you can't find them, right?
Right.
I've seen like 12 of them motherfuckers in my lifetime, right? Fucking the little stick bugs that fucking camouflage themselves
those
against leaves.
Those things are creepy, man.
Yo, they're creepy as shit and they're hard to find, but I find tons of them motherfuckers in my life, right? I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Yo, we're talking about a fucking dinosaur, bro. a giant ass dinosaur. You're telling me that like fucking people haven't seen this shit definitively? Are you kidding me?
Yo, so technically, they don't know if it's a dinosaur. We don't know what it is, man, but
whatever it is, it's the size of a fucking dinosaur from what we've seen in the pictures,
so
right?
They say that one of the dudes that saw it said from neck to head, he would do a guess that it was about 20 to 25 feet. The only thing I can
That's
tell you-
That's big as fuck.
It is. I can tell you right now that Jaws was 25 feet long. The biggest shark known to man right now is a 20-foot great white. Nothing's been as big as Jaws yet. So to say that there's a dinosaur or a Loch Ness monster that is 25 feet, I think it's a little ridiculous that that actually probably could be possible. The other thing is that there are rocks in Loch Ness, right? When the tide comes in and goes out, these rocks pop up over the water, like the surface. And I feel like if you're not familiar with the Loch and you're just on a boat and you see this rock pop up and then the water covers it again, you'd be like, yo, what was that? It looks like the back of something, right? Like popping up, especially if you're at Loch Ness and you know, everybody knows about Loch Ness. You've heard of it once. You're probably going to have that in the back of your mind. And if something pops up in the corner of your eye, you can be like, oh, that's the Loch Ness Monster. Like, yeah, dude, because on your trip, you were lucky enough to see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, that's a little odd to me.
Quartz slippers are mad hard to find sometimes. I find them motherfuckers.
So there's a bunch of scientists that got together that actually have, they've claimed to have debunked the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, right? So check this out. So Daniel Loxton and Donald R. Prothero, I want to say I pronounce his name right, maybe.
Prothero.
They offer a thorough debunking of a menagerie of mythological animals, from Nessie to Bigfoot. They are paleontologists and geologists, and they actually have a couple reasons why they believe that you know, the Loch Ness Monster couldn't possibly exist. The first one is there hasn't been a single convincing sighting of Nessie, right? We're going to get back to that. But that's true. There really hasn't been anything convincing. There isn't any really convincing video footage or something where we can get off, we can see this figure in its full self, right?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's the head or the back of something sticking out of the water. It's never the full body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, if Nessie were real, we would find bones of its ancestors, and we haven't, right? So, you know, divers have gone into the loch to search for this thing and have not found it, and they haven't found any bones. We haven't found bones of anything like this ever. So if they haven't found bones for it yet, I find it very hard to believe that it's actually real. The other thing is, even if Nessie did exist, the Loch Ness wouldn't be big enough to sustain it, because if it's that big, it's probably looking for some sort of food. And there are fish in the loch, but not enough to sustain a creature for over what? It's first time it was seen was in the 6th century, and now we're in the 21st century and this thing's still thriving, right? Like, it's not immortal. So there's obviously, if it did exist, there's got to be more than one, because this thing hasn't lived for 600 years unless it's some dragon we don't know about yet. The other thing too is Loch Ness is also way too cold for a reptile to inhabit it, right? So if it was a real reptile, and that's what this thing is and has been described as being, it wouldn't be able to survive in the loch. It just doesn't make sense from a scientific standpoint. Also, the Loch Ness at points has been covered in ice until relatively recently. So there were points years ago where it was covered in ice. So anything in there, if it was alive, is going to be frozen to death and it's going to be dead.
Right.
Right. So obviously, and, you know, unless this thing escaped into the ocean and came back once the loch unfroze, maybe. And then they're saying that, like, the reason why Nessie has become popular is because they kind of brought a creature very similar to that, you know, in the King Kong movies, where, like, something popped out of the water and ate a dude, but it was actually, you know, it looked super fake. You know, look more like a dragon than what I would consider a Loch Ness monster to look like. So those are the reasons behind why they say, and these are scientists that say it can't exist.
Wait, these scientists said that a reason why it can't exist is because they had a fucking...
No, no, that's not a reason. They're saying that's one of the reasons why Loch Ness became very popular is because of, like, in movies like King Kong, they have, like, something come out of the water that looks kind of like that. And we don't really have creatures that exist like that.
Right, okay.
So it kind of, you know, points that I... paints that idea in people's heads.
I thought that was like scientific evidence that it doesn't exist. I'm like, no. These scientists suck.
Yeah, no, that would have debunked everything else they just said. So, but one of the more important things that I do want to talk about, we mentioned sightings earlier, and I think one of the most famous ones is there is a picture that everyone knows. It's black and white of what looks like the head of the Loch Ness peeping out from, you know, the surface. Looks a little bit too small, in my opinion, to be the head of something that I consider to be the Loch Ness that's supposed to be 25 feet. But this, up until recently, was actually considered to be one of the definitive, you know, materials or definitive pieces of proof that the Loch Ness was real. Until recently, where... this guy came out and admitted that he, you know, basically had perpetuated this whole hoax. He was the one who took the picture, and he talks about how he did it. Now, the story goes, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I know the story well enough. He used to work for a newspaper, and the newspaper told him that they would, they hired him and would pay him well to get a picture or evidence of the Loch Ness. So he was... you know, doing all this research and trying to get this footage. And, you know, after 6 weeks had passed, he hadn't come up with anything. And when he told, you know, the paper that he worked for that he couldn't find anything, they basically fired him from the newspaper. So in a way to get back at them, he decided he was actually going to pretend he got evidence. And he started this big hoax. And what he did was he had this, you know, this toy submarine in his basement that he kind of took apart and rebuilt and basically attached what looks like this fake head to the top of the submarine. And the reason why he used the submarine is because it was, you know, it had some buoyancy and would actually float in the water, but you wouldn't be able to see that it was a submarine. You just see what's, you know, the head sticking out. So he basically went out into the lock and kind of floated it out there and then snapped a picture of it and then grabbed it and then went back to the newspaper and was like, this is what I found, but I'm not going to sell it to you because you guys fired me and you should have waited. And, you know, he published this in a bunch of different papers and took it to the news, and it became one of the, you know, premier pieces of evidence that Loch Ness is real, up until about maybe 12, 15 years ago, where he came forth and was like, yeah, it was all bullshit. So, you know, that is one of the most famous pictures. And oddly enough, about 2 weeks ago, we talked about Bigfoot and the guy who also perpetuated the Bigfoot, you know, famous footage of the video footage of him walking in a suit, said that it was all a hoax as well. So
yeah,
it's kind of disappointing to find out these things, which you kind of in the back of your head know that they are. Right. But I mean, there's always
like, I mean, you look at that. Look at that shit right now.
Right.
Knowing what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, don't you say to yourself, how the fuck did I think that was real?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, but even
how the fuck did I even question whether that was real or not? Right. Like,
I mean, but even looking at that picture from like originally when I was a kid, I wanted to believe it because I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, somebody got a picture. But, like, the head just looks too small, dude. It looks like somebody's arm sticking out of the water like this, bro. And they snapped a picture of it, black and white, no color. It's got the quality's overall pretty bad. So you can't really tell what it is, you know, because it's black and white.
It looks like a B-movie special effects. Like, it's awful.
Yeah, it does. But that's the only picture that we had to go by. So people were like, oh, this is the best we got. So
yeah, and back then, pictures were, like, fucking, like, fact.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a picture. Oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, well now, I mean, it's
show me a picture. you want me to believe you? Show me a picture. Show me a picture of that shit. Nowadays it's like, yo, show me that shit in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Because there's so many different ways you can prove that's bullshit. Yo, you docked it. Yo, we have that months ago, we talked about Amityville, bro. And yeah, like, there's that video. It's video. And then they zoom in on the picture of that kid's face, and you're like, nah, bro.
Yeah, no, it's just real. Fake.
I want to see the real picture.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I do think it's very, I think it's super interesting that, you know, the Loch Ness is still a thing, that people still find this to be a real thing. One of the funny things is there's been all these different sightings about like what people have said when they saw it. Let me see if I can find it. So if you like, what would it take for you to convince you that Loch Ness was actually a real thing? Like, what would you need to
you
see?
You know,
bro?
Me?
No, I'm just saying. I know
just
you.
Saying, you know me well.
No, but
enough.
You what have you, to. You need to vocalize it for our listeners.
What do you What do you think it would take to convince me? I just want to hear it from your mouth.
You need to see a body. Like,
thank you. I need to see that shit. I need to see that shit. Like, you can't tell me you saw it, or you can't fucking like show me a picture. Look at this. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Show me. Show me. Take me. Take me to the Ness.
Take me to the Ness.
Take
bro.
Me to the Loch Ness.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing right now. So this is actually, they said 2017 was one of the highest recordings of sightings of Loch Ness they've ever had, which I feel like is kind of ridiculous because it's like, all right, you can like download an iPhone app and put some shit in the photo that looks like Loch Ness if you want.
Yeah, it's 2017. No shit. It's the fucking highest amount of sightings of the Loch Ness monster.
So check this out. So here we go. The Loch Ness, this is the article I found.
Also, I don't appreciate that people call it a monster.
Well, they don't know what it is. I mean, creature, beast, people have called it. Say, who knows, man? The Loch Ness Monster has had a busy 2017 with more official sightings than any other year this century. Admittedly, the number of official sightings logged is 8, but that's a lot for a mythical beast. The 8th sighting is a photo of a strange fin in the water taken by Dr. Joe Knight from Lancaster University after a recent visit to the Loch. She had taken her 9-year-old son to visit Loch Ness because of its interest in the monster. So already she's looking for things, right?
Mm.
My son is interested in all sorts of possible creatures like yetis and Tasmanian tigers, Joe tells Newsbeat. Scotland is slightly easier to get to than the places he wanted to go to look for yetis. But she doesn't think they spotted a prehistoric animal.
Where's she from?
Well, Lancaster University, I guess.
Where's Lancaster?
I don't know, and I'm offhand.
I'm just wondering because, like, how the fuck is Scotland easier to get to?
Well, no, yetis, you got to go, like, up in the mountains in the snow. I mean, that's where you see, like, yetis. She's not going to go to Everest to look for one. So there aren't, right here, she doesn't think they spotted a prehistoric animal. There aren't enough fish available for a large creature to be eating, she says. However, there is a possibility there might be some kind of eel or sturgeon which is causing the sightings. That's maybe grown bigger than they usually do. I think there's some kind of creature, but possibly not a monster. A woman in her honeymoon in October spotted a creature moving in the water while a group of friends holidaying in August spotted something huge in the water which apparently arched out of the water. There were 3 sightings in June, one in May and one in April, which were all deemed official sightings. These sightings and many more are recorded by Gary Campbell, who assesses the logs sightings of the Loch Ness Monster. This is the most we have had this century, he told the Express newspaper this week. He says that his team was 50-50 on the photo taken by Dr. Knight, but they decided to give her snap the benefit of the doubt. And that's what I think is funny, but before I get to that last paragraph or last sentence here, in recent years, the most sightings in a year we have had is 17, and that was in 1996. Before that, the 1960s and 1930s were the times they had the most sightings, sometimes more than 20 a year. I find it funny, though, that this dude, right, like Gary Campbell, that's his name, he just, like, they give him pictures of, like, yo, I saw this fin in the water, and he's like, let me see the picture. All right, official sighting. like, what does it take to be official? You're like, you know what I mean? And it even says right here, he says his team was 50-50 on the photo taken by Dr. Knight, but they decided to give her a snap the benefit of the doubt. What does that even mean? Like, you're 50-50 on it.
Doesn't really look like it. It kind of does, though. Yeah. Fuck it, it's official.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that, like, this the blatant ignorance. Like the Louis C.K. has a really funny joke about where, you know, the Mayflower came over and he was like to the Native Americans. He was like, you guys are Indians, right? And he's like, no. He's like, this isn't India. And then he goes, no, totally different place. And he goes, you sure you're not Indians? He goes, no, totally not. And he goes, you're Indians. And it was just like, he goes, and we still call them that. And they're not Indians. So but it's just kind of like the blatant ignorance of somebody being like, that photo doesn't look real, but it's an official sighting. like, dude, if your team
looks realer than some of the other ones we've seen.
If you are 50-50 on something, that automatically should be just debunked.
Yeah.
We can't. It's a half-half. Yeah. So it should automatically not qualify as an official sighting.
If any part of me, even if it's not 50%, even if it's like 20 or 30% of me, goes,
Nah. Official sighting.
Nah.
No, I just think it's super funny, man, that I don't know. See, but here's the odd thing. And this is one of the reasons why I'm not saying I completely believe that Loch Ness is real, but scientists have.
You said you completely believe it's real?
I don't completely. Excuse me. I don't completely believe it's real. I don't really think it's. Dude, I'm like 90-20 on this. 90-10? 90-20. I think I'm 90-10 on this. That 90 being that Loch Ness does not exist, you know, and 10% maybe. So, and the reason why I say that is because recently in the past, like, year, so scientists have actually been able, with recent technology, have been able to go to the depths, excuse me, of the Mariana Trench. And they've actually found creatures and like life forms down there that we have not discovered yet.
Mm.
I mean, things that like you haven't seen yet. Like, it's crazy the pictures they have.
That's
of, like,
what I'm saying.
But like, what the fuck is that? What is that, dude? It's like a snailfish, but it was still like, I don't understand. This thing's glowing. It's green. They have.
Looks like a face.
Look at this fucking thing. What is that, bro? It looks like a weird kind of fish, but not a fish. Like, dude, there's all these weird things that we, what the hell? Things that we have not discovered yet. I'm just saying, like, it's weird, bro. Like, you know, so to say that Loch Ness isn't real, I mean, maybe there's some weird shit in the ocean that is very elusive, right? And we just haven't seen it yet. Like, dude, I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, what the fuck is that thing?
No, I don't know.
You know, like, I don't want to get near it. It looks like a pig octopus. Like, this shit is, like, we have legit found in the bottom of the trench now. And we don't know what these creatures are because they've been hiding for so long because it's that deep. You know, like, dude, this is, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. Like, I don't know. I just think it's nuts, you know? So it's hard to 100% say that it doesn't exist when we're still finding things that we've never seen before, you know? Like, dude, I don't know. It's just weird, man. There's some crazy shit. And I honestly feel like there are parts of the earth that we haven't discovered yet. There's stuff on Mars, which is another planet that's a whole nother conversation. That's obviously not on Earth, but I mean, like, this stuff on Mars that they found, you know what I found recently? And this is a whole nother, thing. This was actually, in a podcast I was listening to the other day. I did not know this. They have gotten soil samples from Mars that have been brought back that they've been able to analyze that are radioactive. Radioactive to the point where that type of like radioactive material cannot be found unless a nuclear bomb is detonated. Like, some sort of like bomb was detonated on Mars at some point and left a radioactive trace behind. Like, it can't be generated by just like organically. That's crazy. But that's a whole nother conversation. So
that is a whole nother conversation.
I'm just saying. So, but
that we'll probably have in our next season.
Definitely.
But also probably not 100% fact, you know?
No, it's not 100% fact, but I mean, it's scientific tests have been run on it, and that's what they've said. So
it's
who
like
am I
here,
to?
Here you probably have to set off a bomb to get that shit. There, it just might be a fucking natural occurrence. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you
this. You can't apply Earth science to, like, fucking Mars science. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, who knows?
I mean, you can, but, I mean, like, you're probably going to get different results and different things that are possible. You know what I mean?
But I'm also sure that there are scientists out there who know a lot more about what they're doing than what we're talking about. I mean, like, I'm sure that they've taken that into account. I'm sure that's the first thing they've taken into account. And they've also tested the atmosphere, you know, gotten samples of what type of gases are there. But anyway, you know, getting a little bit off track here, you know, like I said, so who knows? I mean, there's all this weird stuff we've just been starting to find in the Mariana Trench. So who knows if Loch Ness is you know, real or not. We have no idea.
Is that a person?
That's a person. Yeah, a diver. I don't know why the heck he's there. He's stupid, but whatever. So, you know, hey, is a Loch Ness monster real? Who knows? We leave it up for you guys to decide. If you believe in it, hey, if you don't believe in it, comment. You know, we're on Instagram, Nerd Ruckus, nerdruckus.com. We also have, you know, our Red Beard podcast, Instagram, Facebook. Hit us up, leave us a review on this podcast. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Just to give you guys a heads up, we are going to be going into our next season. This is officially the last episode of Redbeard Examines the Supernatural. Do we want to tell our listeners what our next season is going to be about?
Nah, man, fuck it. We don't want them to anticipate shit.
All right. Well, you guys are going to have to wait.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's, so.
No, we want you to anticipate
it. I was going to tell them anyway. So we are going to be going into the UFO slash alien phenomena, which I am so excited about. I love this stuff. I've been researching this stuff since I was a kid.
Me too.
We also have some really great guests coming on.
Yeah, man.
Who know a lot about UFOs, a little bit more than me. One guy does, definitely, for sure. And I've talked about my cousin tons because he knows a lot of stuff about this. You know, definitely keep your ears peeled and look forward to that. We are excited about our new season. So we'll see you guys in 2 to 3 weeks and maybe 3 weeks as we get our new season together. But that will be the most that it would be. And we look forward to you guys listening. So like I said, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and if you're having trouble deciding whether or not you believe in Nessie the Loch Ness Monster, hit me up. I'll help you out because it's bullshit, and that's it. Like, there's no other fucking answer, so, and I will convince you. Just fucking call me.
Yeah, word. All right, we'll catch you guys later. Have a good week.
Adios.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Red Beard Podcast, which is part of the Nerd Ruckus Network. Please take a moment and like our Facebook page and share your thoughts on the episode as well as what you would like to hear us discuss. Also, give us a follow on Redbeard Podcast and Nerd Ruckus on Instagram and Twitter. And check out nerdruckus.com for all of our entertainment channels.